La semaine dernière, le parc héritage de Collingwood est devenu un carrefour communautaire pour une vie saine et active. Le gratin de la ville, c'est-à-dire le maire, les conseillers et les autres dignitaires, ont assisté au lancement de deux nouveaux terrains de basketball 3 contre 3 et ont célébré le succès du projet du jardin communautaire du parc héritage. Je me suis entretenu avec Jennifer Parker, coordonnatrice bien-être communautaire et inclusion à la ville de Collingwood. En premier lieu, je voulais savoir si elle pouvait nous faire un petit résumé des rénovations qu'on a apportées au parc héritage.
Yeah, so we had two new additions to our community park space, and that was two 3-on-3 basketball courts, and we also celebrated our community garden that has been running for 2 years now, and was expanded this year as well. So that space sits adjacent or next to the basketball court area, so it's become a bit of a community hub of health and well-being.
Bien entendu, des modifications du genre au parc héritage, c'est sûrement très coûteux. Je lui ai demandé si la ville avait réussi à s'inscrire à quelques programmes pour aider à défrayer les coûts des rénovations.
Yeah, neither of the programs would have been possible without the support of community, with the support of grants and organizations who have really helped to allow for the success that we've had. So we had funding from a variety of different community partners like T Friends of the Environment Foundation as well as organizations like Free Spirit Gardens and all kinds of different local organizations who put tremendous effort into making the project a success, volunteering hours, helping to prepare the space, and then local businesses who have provided some funds to allow for the installation of the basketball courts and the basketball hoop system.
Madame Parker nous a expliqué également toutes les étapes qui ont amené à ce jardin communautaire qui existe depuis 2 ans et année après année, c'est un grand succès.
Originally, we had a huge space with this old asphalt surface, and we had some funding through a project called DePave, and through the work of volunteers and local residents, we pulled up that asphalt and then put down all kinds of garden beds that were built by students over at Collingwood Collegiate Institute. And then we've expanded those gardens, added more given the success that we had last year. So this year, we were able to harvest over 3,000 servings of vegetables that we shared with families and individuals and organizations across the community. So it allowed for us to have a space for learning as well as sharing and increasing access to healthy food options.
Le but du parc héritage, bien sûr, c'est de faire en sorte que les citoyens de Collingwood aient un endroit à eux où ils peuvent se rencontrer, s'amuser et travailler ensemble. Et le jardin communautaire qui, existe depuis 2 ans, ne cesse de progresser. Et ça aussi, c'est une fierté pour Collingwood.
So the park space, the Heritage Park space, is an amazing space because it's really in the heart of our community. It sits next to our Centennial Aquatic Center and a local elementary school, as well as some really high-rise, high-density buildings with lots of residents close by. And so it creates a space where people can play basketball, connect with others. There's a skateboard park in the same vicinity. And then it's right next to the important message of healthy eating and access to healthy food sources. So learning, connecting, and growing all can happen within that one space. And so that's what we're really excited about, how this has become this community hub of sorts. It's really become a space for all.
La municipalité de Collingwood est très reconnaissante envers de nombreux partenaires, comme entre autres Green Community Canada, la Fondation TD des Amis de l'Environnement et le programme Ville Natale de la Frank Gowan Company.